From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Gulf Arab governments backed the Iran nuclear agreement but seek U.S. assurances. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on Monday in Doha, Qatar, announced Gulf Cooperation Council backing of the nuclear agreement with Iran, insisting it will enhance regional security. But Mr. Kerry acknowledged GCC foreign ministers he met with sought U.S. assurances in the form of closer cooperation.
We intend to build an even stronger, more enduring, and more strategic partnership with particular focus on our cooperative counterterrorism, counterinsurgency, and also on our cooperation in countering the destabilizing activities taking place in the region.
Some GCC members have questioned whether the Iran deal could result in an empowered Tehran that, free of crippling sanctions, could destabilize the region. Secretary Kerry Tuesday met in Singapore with officials and discussed the 12-nation negotiations surrounding the massive Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement, making good progress, he said, toward reaching a final deal, but that some details remain to be worked out. Negotiations have stretched on for years. Last week, trade ministers failed in Hawaii to agree on a final pact. A prominent Burundian human rights activist was shot and seriously wounded Monday by gunmen riding motorcycles. The shooting of Pierre Claver Mbonimpa, a critic of President Pierre Nkurunziza's successful bid for a third term, follows the assassination Sunday of the president's former security chief, also a drive-by shooting. The country has been in turmoil since Mr. Nkurunziza's decision to seek re-election in April, a bid roundly criticized by the international community. This is VOA News. The U.S.